Youth and adults are raising their voices at a Black Lives Matter panel discussion in Fairport on Thursday called My Black Experience in Fairport. WXXI's Noelle Evans spoke with one of the organizers.
When Tiffany Porter first moved to Fairport, she was 2 years old. It was 1985.
When we first moved into the Pines, somebody killed a cat and wiped the blood and wiped our window with the word "nigger" with the cat blood and left the cat there.
Now, Porter is a mother of three boys in Fairport. She says that while racism has become more closeted over the years, she still has to endure the consequences of racial inequity. Recently, her two oldest, who are 14 and 13 years old, came to her after they'd seen a video of George Floyd's last moments, pinned to the ground by police officers for nearly 9 minutes, a knee on his neck. She says it took her a minute to collect herself.
This is why we have these conversations. And I said, what is the protocol for you if you get stopped by the police? And my sons, the two older ones, they can recite it.
For instance, she says, if you're in a car, hands are on the dashboard, phone is on record. She says that the first time they'd had this conversation was after 12-year-old Tamir Rice was shot and killed by a police officer in 2014 in Cleveland, Ohio. Porter says she remembers, as a kid, seeing Rodney King brutalized by police in L.A. in 1991.
That's when my fear of police began, when I was a kid watching TV, watching them beat them over and over again.
She says that her sons are scared and depleted, their souls hurting as hers hurts. The event in Fairport, she says, aims to bring home the conversation of race and Black experiences. She says that it is urgent that policies change now.
If I don't start this fight and try to finish this fight until I see results and policies change, then I'm doing a huge disservice to my sons, to my Black community, to this country.
Noelle Evans, WXXI News.